Dr. Natale presented the next case, which addressed the issue of whether assays for ERCC1 are useful in predicting benefit from chemotherapy.
This is a 57-year-old woman with a 15-pack-year history of cigarette smoking that ended 10 years ago, who underwent a right upper lobectomy and a mediastinal lymph node dissection for what proved to be a T2N1M0, or stage 2 adenocarcinoma of the lung. And she's consulting with medical oncologists for options and recommendations regarding adjuvant chemotherapy. Her tumor demonstrated a high ERCC1 immunohistochemical expression. So the question is here is, what kind of adjuvant chemotherapy, if any, should be offered to this patient who's undergone a complete surgical resection?
So, Tom, how would you answer that question?
So I would still offer this woman, even though she's got high ERCC1 IHC, I still think I would offer this woman platinum-based chemotherapy at this point. I'm not convinced yet that the data is good enough for non-platinum-based regimens. And I need to see ERCC1 confirmed by another large group before I'm ready to jump on the bandwagon for ERCC1. So I think it has a good chance of being a guide, but right now I would still give her platinum-based adjuvant therapy.
Tom, although the ERCC1 expression may not predict with high confidence the responsiveness to adjuvant chemotherapy, do you believe that it's prognostic, that she actually has a better survival outcome than the average patient with stage 2 lung cancer? And would that affect your recommendation regarding adjuvant chemotherapy?
Yes and no. Yes, I do believe she has a better prognosis. No, it wouldn't affect my recommendation. So I do believe that the ERCC1 positive patients, because I think that we've seen that in a number of different studies, the ERCC1 positive patients, I think, do better. And I think she's got a slightly better prognosis, but she still has node-positive disease. I would still treat her with platinum-based adjuvant chemotherapy.